Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're taking your calls at 301-230-0980 right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. It's the youngest of Charles and O. Willingham alongside Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Riding with you till 1 p.m. Chris Russell takes you up from there. Right now, what we're discussing, Trey Hendrickson, the former or the all-pro pass rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals, officially requesting a trade yesterday. Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com expects the draft compensation to be a low 2 and a high 3. Is that something you're willing to pay to acquire Trey Hendrickson? If not, how should Washington be addressing the defensive end spot? I look at Josh Sweat, we've said this multiple times now, is the guy that I would really be going after. That would be my plan A. My plan B, though, would be Trey Hendrickson. I don't think that draft capital is too steep. I think Washington has exactly what Cincinnati is looking for. The question is going to be, one, how much is the contract going to be worth? And then two, how much is Cincinnati actually asking for? 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to Marcus. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Marcus? You there, Marcus?
Hello.
What's going on, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, brother. How you doing?
Oh, okay. My bad. I think Henderson is a good pickup, but I do agree with you. I will probably lean towards Sweat over Hendrickson. Just like you said, that upside is just a little bit greater than Hendrickson, you know, then you pair that with the age. However, if you don't go for either of those, I think another guy that may kind of fill the role. I'm looking at Matthew Coach out of Vegas. I know he was coming off an injury last year, but that 2023 season, I was pretty steady, and I want to say he
Coach is 27 years old, plays the run, yeah. And he's got some pass rush pop. I don't know how much he would command, though.
Right now, but I'm just looking at it as far as I guess the market at this point for those high guys that you know can come in and do damage. I mean, you know, Coop does raise some question marks coming off the injury, so maybe that salary wouldn't be as much to commit to. But I mean, like I said, he's a run stopper, but he also has pass rush. But if I'm not mistaken, I want to say I read somewhere that he was like his percentage was the highest on the Raiders line as far as run stopping, and that's something that we need. So if we can't, you know, get a swing and a home run off of Hendrickson or Sweat, I mean, I feel like Coons would be a good guy to go after.
Yeah, he's an interesting name for sure, Marcus. We appreciate the call. I just wouldn't – he's expected to command around $15 million per. It's just too much of a risk with the coming off of the injury. I do think the age, though, he's 27, is something that kind of fits the timeline of – what Washington's on, but I want to take a closer look at the proposal that Ben Standing gave out. Let me pull it back up here real quick. It is John Allen, pick number 29, a 2026 second round pick, and then you get back Trey Hendrickson, and then pick number 49. I would ask Cincinnati to sweeten the pot a little bit. I would need pick number 49 and their fourth round pick to make me feel good that I'm replenishing a pick that I lost in that Marshawn Lattimore trade. So that would be my thought process with this. I just don't. The trade that Ben put up, I'm put it out on Twitter, and the reactions are all over the place. And we'll see, you know, we'll continue to take your calls at 301-230-0980. But that trade proposal, very interesting. Ben Standing joins us at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm excited to get Ben on here. We're big in Brandywine today, Linnell. Let's go to Kendall in Brandywine. Kendall, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? I'm right locked up with you, Linnell. My number one choice would be Josh Sweat. I'd be reticent to give up draft capital at this point. We got six picks. We got needs on O-line. We got needs D-line. We need, you know, if we can grab a running back, wide receiver, cornerback. So we'll have three, you know, the first 1, 2, 3. However, that Ben Standing trade, I like that because we will still have 2, 2, 3 this year. We'd be giving up a 2 next year, but we are, you know, bringing in one of the top, well, really the top pass rusher. So if they did that, they could make that happen. I'm with you 100%, man. If they can get an additional pick, like a 4th, yeah, I'm all for it. But if they did it the way Ben Standing laid it out, I'm all for it. But my preference would be not to spend draft picks at this time with so many needs that we have. We can't address everything in free agency. So yeah. Josh Sweat. And I think the ball's in our court with that because we do have the cap space, we have the need, and we have a team that's attractive that I think he would like to come to. Especially if he could play Philly twice a year. I think we are really in a catbird seat when it comes to Josh Sweat.
You know, it's interesting. Let me ask you this, brother, to compound, see how much you're really paying attention. If it's not Josh Sweat or Trey Hendrickson, is there anybody else that you'd be in on? I people are gonna kill me for this, but like there's a combination of defensive ends that I would be willing to bring in via free agency because I do think the edge rush market in free agency is not bad. But here's the thing about edge rushers, right? You only hit free agency if there's something severely wrong. I look at DeMarcus Lawrence. If we're going the veteran route, it's somebody that I would bring in. Preston Smith would interest me.
Our reunion.
Yeah.
Give me Khalil Mack.
Oh, yeah, Khalil Mack.
Give me Khalil Mack. You want a guy, like, if they can somehow wind up with Trey Hendrickson and a Khalil Mack, you get a guy that can rush the passer, you get a guy that can play the defensive run stop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, life for Johnny Newton, Deron Payne, John Allen, if he's potentially here, whoever, you name it, you know, Jalen Holmes, whoever's playing that defensive tackle spot, their life gets a lot easier if you got those two badasses on the outside.
I totally agree. I said this yesterday, and I've been feeling like this for a little while now. I'm really curious to see, like, how do they view themselves internally? Because I think where you think you are as a football team, it really, like, determines how you move via free agency and the draft. Like, how close do they genuinely think that they are to getting back to where they were a season ago? That to me is a big part of this equation as well. I'm gonna be honest with you, and it was really, I'm hesitant to say certain things because you all jump down my throat about everything. I keep it real, man. I'm gonna be as honest as you could possibly be with this. I look at Washington entering next year as currently constructed. Obviously, the lens in which you look at them through changes drastically after free agency and the draft. But right now, I wonder if they're overestimating themselves. This is the time to be aggressive, though. So I'm not at all trying to poo-poo on the mentality, but I wonder how good they actually are relative to the rest of the NFC. Is there another call we got, brother?
Yeah, let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, what's going on,
Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Linnell, let me keep it real with you. I would take Hendrickson over Sweat for this reason. He's proven it more consistently. He doesn't have that injury history, and he doesn't have the weapons on his defensive line that Sweat had with Philly. So I'm all in for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So when you talk about Josh Sweat and who else is on the defensive line for Philadelphia, like how much does that realistically impact him?
I think it makes the job a lot easier.
And then what injury history are you referring to? Because
he's not the first person that said something about his injury history.
He doesn't get hurt.
I don't know what that is in reference to. I'll have to do research on that. I do think playing in Philadelphia's defense is very easy. Like that feels, I mean, they turned Zach Bond into an all-pro when he had never played middle linebacker. I'm so glad they paid him $18 million. I would have flipped my absolute lid if this dude would have landed in Washington for like 15 a year.
So I
think playing with that defense next to Jalen Carter, who's going to eat up all the double teams, I mean, this guy's like the next Aaron Donald,
Yeah. Does
make it a lot easier for a guy like Josh Sweat.
Some other thing is this too, right? If we see the ascension of a Jordan McGee or Washington's able to bring in another linebacker, I think it frees up Frankie Louvu to rush the passer a little bit more. And I would love the idea of those two coming off the edge on third down, being able to use Louvu as a blitzer more, the stunting that Washington does up front, I also think really would benefit Josh Sweat. Playing those games up front, that was the other slogan I was going to put on a T-shirt, stunts, games, twists, loops, and pulls, all of that. Like you didn't see that with Jack Del Rio. You saw it a ton last year under Joe Witt Jr. in the guidance of Darrell Tapp and Ryan Kerrigan on that defensive line. Like, as the show has rolled on, we're, what, an hour and 15 into it? I say it all the time, man. You could sell water to a fish. I'm leaning in on Trey Hendrickson a little bit, and not that I was ever out on it. I want to continue to. I'm gonna sound like a broken record, but I want it to be known how I feel about this. I would applaud the move. It wouldn't be my number one move, but I'm really warming up to the idea of it. Not that I really think there's any negative to it. The only negative I see is the draft capital and like. To your point and the last caller's point, and the last caller I thought made an excellent point, he's proven it more consistently. I give you that. But maybe Josh Sweat's sack numbers aren't like Hendrickson's because there's nobody else on Hendrickson's D-line to get the sacks. So that's the other thing when you look at Josh Sweat's numbers. Like, it's difficult.
But wouldn't that actually benefit Hendrickson? Because he's eating all the double teams? Because everyone else on that defensive line is not nearly as good as he is?
B.J. Hill on the interior gets double teamed quite a bit.
But they're certainly going to double team the guy that has 35 sacks, sure, in the last 2 years.
I would love to see the double team rate of Trey Hendrickson. I think ESPN gives out double team rates for edge rushers. I'm curious to see that. PFF used to do that metric as well. I'm going to try to look that up here. But it's interesting. I think that is an interesting point here. I just don't know. I'm a fan of Josh Sweat. And I'm also a fan of, like, and I hate to be this guy, but, like, I'm all for making the Eagles worse as well. Like, they're probably going to lose him anyway. So it just kind of is what it is. They're going to get worse regardless. But, like,
I would feel very uncomfortable if they already plan on losing him and then Washington pays maybe more than they should. And then they look like the fools because, oh, we tried to steal it from you for a guy that they already were like, we know he's probably not worth this money because we are so good everywhere else. I don't know that losing him makes them substantially worse. That's my fear because we saw him play so well in the Super Bowl where there's a little bit of, wow, look how good he was in this game that you kind of overpay. It's very similar, if I can transition sports here, to when the Wizards signed Jan Mahimi. Jan Mahimi had like one or two good games, like give him 16 a year. And then he didn't work out here. I don't want Washington and the Commanders to do that with Josh Sweat.
I see what you're doing. I'm always down for a Jan Mahimi reference. They had to throw money at somebody in that free agency. But like,
they wanted to keep Otto Porter, didn't want Paul George.
I was listening to John Wall on All the Smoke talk about that, and it brings tears to my eyes. Still, it's terrible. But I'm all for Trey Hendrickson. I'm also all for Josh Sweat. In the event that they can't land either of those two, because that's what I think needs to be discussed here as well. If they can't land either of those two, who should be the names that Washington tries to address defensive end with? And then how much does the draft factor into this? We talked about a mock draft scenario yesterday. And I want to now look at Dane Brugler's latest mock draft from The Athletic. I think he mocked Josh Simmons to the Commanders at pick number 29. And that's something where I like it a lot because I think he comes in and can be a plug-and-play starter for you at left tackle. But the other thing is this. We saw, I think it was Bucky Brooks and Charles Davis, both of the NFL Network, NFL.com. They had Matthew Golden go to Washington at 29 and then Donovan Azaraku go to Buffalo at 30. I don't think Azaraku's range is that low anyway. I think he's a top 16 guy. But, like, the draft is another area in which you can address the edge rusher spot, but it goes back to my little rule of thumb here. And I fully think that this is the way that Washington is thinking, and every NFL team thinks this way. I'm not giving away state secrets. You treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. So you got to come out of free agency comfortable with whoever you sign being your starter at defensive end, because there is no guarantee, even if you have a guy that you are targeting, right? There is no guarantee that you ultimately are going to be able to come up with that player, that prospect. And the edge rush class is interesting, right? Looking at Dane Brugler and his top 100 board and those guys at the position, he's got Donovan Azaraku as the 30th best player in the class. I think he gets pushed up the board and is a top 15 pick because of the premium at the position. James Pierce out of Tennessee, who's got some character stuff with him, but the workout, just awesome. The fluidity that he moves with at that position is awesome. Pass rush juice sets the edge. He's someone that I think potentially may be there at 29, and I think Washington, because of the environment that they fostered there in Landover, can take a flyer on a guy that's been a little bit of a headache. I know JTT, the edge rusher from Ohio State, they met with formally at the Combine, so there's some interest there. They've got him as the 41st ranked player. I don't know if Washington would be able to get him with their second round pick. I don't think that he may be in their range. Landon Jackson out of Arkansas absolutely crushed the Combine from a workout standpoint. 6'6", 270, ridiculous motor, can set your edge. So there are some ways that you can acquire your starting defensive end, not in free agency, but I think you got to leave free agency saying, hey, these are my guys. 301-230-0980 is the number. How should the Commanders be addressing defensive end? Are you someone out there that wants to go after Trey Hendrickson and give up that low two, high three? Are you in potentially on throwing big money at Josh Sweat? Or is the draft the best way that Washington should address the defensive end spot? Also, I want to take a look at defensive tackle as well, because you can't go into next year, in my opinion, with Johnny Newton and Daron Payne being your starting two defensive tackles. We'll talk about that position more next here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.